This is the first trade policy review of Liberia since it joined the WTO in July 2016. The review has provided us with an excellent opportunity to better understand Liberia's trade policies and practices and the challenges that lay ahead. The review has benefited from the constructive and frank exchange of views which the Liberian delegation, headed by Her Excellency Marwan Diggs, Minister of Commerce and Industry, and from the insightful remarks of the discussant, Her Excellency Ambassador Olalwa Malombi-Peter, Permanent Representative of South Africa to the WTO, as well as comments made by the 16 delegations that took the floor in the during the first meeting, in addition to today's meeting. Members highlighted that Liberia is a country with considerable economic potential, which is based mainly on its natural resources such as iron ore, gold, and natural rubber. It was also noted that Liberia has the second largest shipping registry in the world. However, Liberia's economic performance has suffered from major external shocks such as Ebola and the COVID-19 pandemic, in addition to internal challenges related to infrastructure and investment in human capital. Members commended Liberia on its economic reform efforts through the proper agenda for prosperity and development to address its current challenges, including its high level of poverty. The Liberian delegation noted that the government has taken steps to simplify customs procedures and reduce the high cost of doing business with a view to improve the investment climate and accelerating economic growth. In fact, the Liberian economy has recovered by about 5% in both 2021 and 2022. Some members encourage Liberia to capitalize on trade opportunities, including through regional trade integration within the framework of the Economic Community of Western African States and the African Continental Free Trade Area. Members praised Liberia for its constructive role in the WTO and welcome its recent payment to the WTO budget. Members noted that there was room for improvement of transparency by providing outstanding notifications in areas such as agriculture, domestic support, import licensing procedures, customs evaluation, and technical barriers to trade. Liberia was encouraged to reach out to the WTO Secretariat for technical assistance to help fulfill its notification obligations and to make its technical assistance need known to the Trade Facilitation Committee. Members recognized that Liberia's WTO membership was a key to drive the domestic law reform process, as many trade and investment-related laws were promulgated at the time of its accession. Members encourage Liberia to make further progress in adopting the pending implementing legislation. Members took note that the government of Liberia is currently engaged with stakeholders in process leading to the ratification of the WTO agreement on fisheries subsidies. Several members welcome Liberia's participation in the Joint Statement Initiative on Investment Facilitation for Development and in the Informal Working Group on Trade and Gender. They also encourage Liberia to join, inter alia, the Information Technology Agreement, the GSIs on e-commerce, services, domestic regulations, and the environment, and to participate in the ongoing work on MISMIS. Several members took note of Liberia's reforms of its intellectual property regime and of its request for technical assistance to strengthen its capacity to enforce its IPR legislation. They also encouraged Liberia to join the WIPO Copyright Treaty and the WIPO Performances and Phonograms Treaty. Other issues of interest to members during this review include Liberia's plans to attract foreign investment and diversify its economy. Some applied MFN tariffs seems to exceed the bound levels. Participation in government procurement by foreign suppliers, MSMEs and women, and implementation of the e-procurement system. Transparency and accountability in the mining and forestry sectors. Sustainable management on fisheries, in particular process in implementing the National Plan of Action to Combat IUU Fishing and the FAO Agreement on Port State Members. These are the key issues that have emerged from our discussion. I hope that Liberian delegation will consider and further reflect on these issues and on the many constructive comments they received during this review. A total of 111 advance written questions from 7 delegations were submitted for this review, and Liberia provided written answers to all of them. The review will be concluded once the replies to any follow-up questions are submitted within 30 days from today. Perhaps the Liberian delegation may wish to consider a follow-up workshop to this review to help disseminate the results of its TBR, so rich in information, and to discuss related technical assistance needs with stakeholders. In closing, I would like to congratulate the Liberian delegation on its successful first trade policy review, and wish the minister and the member of her delegation from Monrovia a safe journey home. Congratulations. With this, I declare the TPR body meeting on Liberia is closed. I thank you for your participation, and please note the next meeting of the TPR body will be held on 5th and 7th to discuss the TPR of the European Union. Thank you all. The meeting is adjourned.